are listening to Teacher Toolkit, supporting teachers, parents and students worldwide.
And the whole project has been set up with teachers feeding back and telling us what they want the whole way through. And it's hugely positive.
We help teachers thrive and survive with classroom ideas, cutting-edge school resources and research-informed teacher training materials. You will also hear discussions on the policy, guidance and research-based publications.
This week, listen to Ross McGill, founder of Teacher Toolkit, interview Juliet Ryan, product manager for community education at the British Red Cross. The British Red Cross has launched a new first aid teaching resource, First Aid Champions, dedicated to helping children and young people learn essential first aid skills. In today's podcast, some of the things we'll be discussing are British Red Cross campaign to get first aid on the curriculum, how teachers and students can use the First Aid Champion resource, and Red Cross desire to boost teachers' confidence in first aid.
Hello everyone, this is Ross at Teacher Toolkit, the most influential blog on education in the UK. Today I am interviewing Juliet Ryan, product manager for community education at British Red Cross. Hi Juliet, how are you?
Hi Ross, very pleased to be here and thank you so much for having me on the podcast. I'm very well, thank you.
It's great to have you on board. So could I just get you to just introduce yourself a little bit more deeply to listeners and tell everyone what you're doing. You know, obviously during the pandemic at the moment, we're all at home, but tell listeners more about you, what your day-to-day role is.
Perfect. So I'm Juliet Ryan. I'm, as Ross said, a product manager for community education at the British Red Cross. And my team is responsible for creating online resources and workshops for children and young people aged between 5 and 18. So a real breadth there. And we have resources on everything from first aid, sort of refugees and migration, to then helping people prepare and recover from disasters and emergencies as well. So lots of topics that we work on at the British Red Cross.
Now, the reason we're getting together, we're talking about the new curriculum and particularly first aid. Now, I'm reminded of all my, you know, I'm going back 30 years here when I used to have to teach first aid. My form class in particular, and I know times have changed much with the curriculum reform. Could you just give listeners a kind of headline summary in terms of how the Red Cross is offering some curriculum support to teachers and schools?
Fantastic. So yeah, the Red Cross has been campaigning for years to get first aid on the curriculum, and we are so delighted that it was actually added to the RSE and health curriculum in England earlier last year. And so now more young people and children can learn those life-saving skills, and we hope that what we can do is create a new generation of lifesavers now. So another fantastic piece of news recently is that the Welsh Government has also committed to adding first aid on the curriculum as well. And the Red Cross can support by providing lots of different first aid materials, but we've got a brand new website directly to help with this called First Aid Champions, and you can just Google search First Aid Champions. Mm-hmm. And this site basically gives you all the information you need to just pick up and teach first aid.
I mentioned earlier, you know, I've been teaching quite a few years. I remember my own confidence used to be hindered by the quality of the first aid that I could deliver, particularly my subject knowledge. I guess the Red Cross, you know, resources, you're kind of advocating here that teachers don't necessarily need any formal first aid training. What specific things does the First Aid Champion resource pack offer teachers and schools?
Yeah, excellent point, Ross. And you're not alone. Many teachers feel daunted about teaching first aid. And we've kept this in mind, actually, when developing that new website. So what it does is keep things really simple to help you as a teacher confidently deliver those first aid lessons. And every single first aid skill has one key action from it. So for example, if you've bumped your head, then what we say is the key action is just to put something cool wrapped in a tea towel. And it's things from around the house. It doesn't need to be anything big or a first aid kit or anything. It just needs to be like a bag of peas wrapped in a tea towel that you can put on your head.
Okay, so we'll go into some specific examples and resources in a moment. And I know British Red Cross have been around for a long time, so we'll unpick this in our podcast. But I'd like to get to know who I'm interviewing. So can I get you to rewind back to your 16-year-old self? Could you describe what kind of student you were at school?
Wow. I was... Great question. I was quite a dedicated student. I was really passionate and I really enjoyed education. And I really saw the benefit of it. And I love school, actually, which is I know, quite rare and probably makes me come across quite weird. But I really enjoyed school.
If your teacher set you homework, did you do it on the same night or did you wait? Or were you a last minute kind of girl?
Oh, but I am a procrastinator, definitely. Still am. It will be the last minute.
Last minute. So let's fast forward maybe 10 years, you know, kind of university age, college. What happened, you know, kind of 18 to kind of early 20s?
So my background's actually in mathematics, and I've always had a true kind of passion for education. I did a degree in mathematical sciences, so... And a lot of that, some of the topics that I was exploring and teaching were in how to impart mathematics onto other young people and really helping others achieve those sort of light bulb moments. So, that's the kind of background that I've come from.
And so how did Red Cross happen?
Again, through education. Okay. So, through that route of mathematics.
And how long have you been working with the British Red Cross?
Coming up to a year, still relatively new in the journey, okay. But helping.
And what are the specifics of a product manager? You know, what kind of things do you do? Is it resource from concept to, you know, actual launch?
Exactly, nail on the head. So it's seeing that educational product journey through from we've got a topic and a problem that we need to solve to let's get something out there, let's ship it, let's create this brand new website of First Aid Champions.
Right.
And see people using it.
My background there in graphics, I probably answered the question before I gave you a chance to answer it. Let's talk about the British Red Cross in history. We know it's 100 years old. Tell listeners a little bit more about the British Red Cross.
Yeah, so 150th anniversary just happened last year, wow. Which is incredible. For more than 100 years, the International Red Cross and Red Crescent movement has been a world leader in establishing first aid and first aid training standards and developing those procedures and guidelines that surround it. And all of that extensive experience and background really helps to shape and improve first aid around the world, really. And the British Red Cross is the world's largest provider of first aid. We educate tens of thousands of people in the UK every year, and that really helps build up the resilience within communities and prepares people to cope with whatever emergency might happen for them.
And, you know, I'm thinking of lots of different emergencies we might have had in the, you know, the UK. I guess for me, my Grenfell Tower springs to mind, for example. Yeah. And I suspect the British Red Cross do get involved with lots of projects at home. So let's talk exclusively about First Aid Champions and the new health curriculum. Let's just go into the details. What kind of resources am I going to, they're free for schools to use?
Yep, absolutely. So you can just pick it up, you can access it, free resources.
And that website, is it First Aid Champions?
It's First Aid Champions. It's designed as a toolkit packed full of activities. So you've got things there like films, there's PowerPoints for you to just pick up and run. There's quizzes that are interactive as well, so the students can go on and answer them. And then you as a teacher can see their progress, see their results as well.
And what kind of age group are we talking about? Primary, secondary, early years?
So primary and secondary. That's obviously within England, but then that covers the ages 5 to 18.
And, can we talk about some of the activities in the resources themselves? Now, you mentioned, you know, there's PowerPoints and films. Could we dig into the details? You know, if I'm a DT teacher or a drama teacher or I teach maths, you know, your passion, what kind of resources could teachers and schools expect from downloading the First Aid Champions resource pack?
Yeah, so it's designed, as I said, as a toolkit, which makes it really powerful because we know that no two schools are the same, and no two classes or even students are the same. So what's really powerful about it is that teachers can pick it up and flex and use the different elements of it and however it suits them. The whole structure of the site is designed in a learn, practice and share structure.
Right.
So
nice.
For example, take head injuries again. The students would start by learning, and they'd start by thinking about how someone might hurt their head. They'll use the videos, they'll see the stories of realistic first aid scenarios of children and young people. So we've got real characters that we build up as well. And then they learn that one key action to take, which would be to hold that something cold where they bumped their head. Then they'd go through the practice element of the structure. And this is the part that everyone absolutely loves. All the young people light up at this moment. And that's where they role play and they have the interactive part, which enables the children to really kind of explore the different characters, practice what it's like in a real life scenario.
Yeah.
And then share.
And these resources, they're available online right now?
They are live. As I said, yep, search First Aid Champions, or you can find them through the British Red Cross website. They are there for you to use to help in your classrooms.
And let's just say there's one or two listeners listening internationally. Can they be used, countries further afield, perhaps?
Completely. They're online on the website, so they can be accessed anywhere across the world. And we do have people using them in other countries. So yes, they can be used. And as I said, that toolkit design means that you can pick it up and fit it into your curriculum.
Now, I'm going to put my little kind of critical hat on here. You've got teachers listening that think, oh, I'm not so sure, what have other teachers or schools said about the resources? I'm going to assume some have been developed with teacher feedback in mind. Give me some of those sound bites, Juliet.
Well, this is great, actually, because I'm running a project at the moment where I'm talking to loads of different teachers and getting their feedback on First Aid Champions. And the whole project has been set up with teachers feeding back and telling us what they want the whole way through. And it's hugely positive, generally, because from the beginning, we've got teachers' input the whole way through in things like actually it's really helping them. The fact that before they might have felt really nervous. And now with the resource, they know what the actions are they have to teach. So generally building confidence.
And, working with those teachers then, in terms of building confidence, we all know teachers are under pressure, they feel a little daunted, they don't necessarily have a lot of funding and things. Could I just unpick some of the insights that you have working with schools and teachers, I guess more than just across the UK? What kind of things have you picked up? And maybe let's just put a little COVID hat on, the kind of pressures that teachers have been under. What are your thoughts?
Oh, yeah. I mean, with COVID, it's added to that pressure, hasn't it? And I would say, honestly, the one biggie is workload. And that's a huge problem in schools. And that's why I think actually First Aid Champions is really great, because you don't need to spend ages going on a first aid course or learning lots of stuff before a lesson. You can just pick it up and teach first aid. And anyone can do it. It doesn't have to be someone who's come from a first aid background. So it really does help with that problem, which is global. It affects everyone.
So I'm very passionate about workload. I've been writing about it for a long time on the website. And you've mentioned workload as your kind of key area. So again, going back to your interactions with teachers throughout the pandemic, I suppose, in your work with the British Red Cross, if I put you in the corner, what's the one thing you'd like to see change across the education system? I guess we'll focus here on England for now.
So obviously workload's a big one. If I was going to say in terms of first aid education, I would really go back to that confidence bit, because we know, especially now when it's new on the curriculum, loads of teachers, and I've seen this with teachers that I've spoken to, are all worried and feeling daunted about teaching first aid, because they haven't done it before and it is a new topic. So that would be the one thing I would absolutely love to see changes that teacher confidence.
Yeah, no, I'm reminded of, I was on a governor's phone call last night and we were talking about the sex education side. So sex and first aid, probably some of the hardest things that we have to do as teachers. So what are your favourite parts of working, what's your favourite part of working with lots of different skills? What kind of overview or kind of favourite things that you pick up along your, I guess, remotely at the moment, Juliet?
I love hearing the stories and the teachers, but also the young people as well directly, just telling us how they found the first aid education and how it's helped them really. So whether that's a teacher who suddenly has to implement that new curriculum and now they're confident and able to deliver it, or whether it is that young person is seeing that passion and enthusiasm. And
have you got any particular stories from school examples that have been passed your way?
Yeah, we have a great one. This little boy called Stephen, who found someone who was unresponsive and breathing in the street, and he knew to call 999. And he knew that because he joined that first aid club at school. But that is amazing, the impact he potentially could have had on someone's life.
8 years old, yeah, wow.
8 years, yeah.
So when people think of first aid, you know, first aid kits, you know, mannequins, I remember in the Scouts, I won't say what year, but, you know, the kind of breathing mannequin on the floor, the you know, kind of mouth to mouth, those types of things. I'm going to assume it's changed, but how does that Red Cross help support schools? And, you know, what should we be thinking when we say the word first aid? You know, is it all dull and boring, or is it quite an exciting space in which to work?
Oh, absolutely not dull and boring, Ross, not at all. Anyone can use First Aid Champions and learn and teach first aid. You don't need the mannequins and all the props and everything, or any special first aid training or qualifications. You can just use their website, the guidance, to build that confidence and understanding of the skills. And
I guess it's you know, it shouldn't be something we rely on in an emergency. We want this kind of explicit skills that we can all use. So if we see some tragedy at home or at work or even on the street, we know how to respond. We've got that degree of confidence. So I just come back to the kind of new curriculum, Juliet. You know, I know you'll be very pleased to see it's now something that has to be explicitly taught on the curriculum. What insights do you have from the schools that are already using those resources? How did they deliver it? Is it gone are the days of a one-off lesson now? Is this a bit more immersed across the year?
Yeah, so it's very new, as I said. So different schools are taking a different approach to it, and that's why the fact that it's designed as a toolkit is really important, because we know that for some teacher you might just have an hour a year to teach first aid, and for others you might have it much more embedded across your curriculum. So I think I would say that's where it's really, really powerful. But that being said, we will have resources on the website to help teachers with that curriculum planning element, to help guide them through an example for how they could fit it into their curriculum.
So I'm going to think of another school scenario. It's a cover lesson. Mr. McGill's called in sick, and Mrs. McGill has to fill the cover lesson. And you're a teacher, and you've got a one-hour lesson to teach first aid. You've got the resources from the British Red Cross. You've got your own kind of experiences in life. So let's take head injuries maybe as an example with the RSE curriculum. How would you go? You mentioned earlier this learn, practice, share methodology. Let's try and, for listeners, bring it to life. What would that lesson look like?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, teachers can adapt this how they want, but the learn, practice, share is a really great model to take you through a lesson. It's particularly if you have no background, if you're a cover teacher, for example. So, they would learn. They'd think about how someone would hurt their head. They'd experience it. They'd watch the video, and the videos are brilliant because we've got a little boy called Dele. And he has a go on George's skateboard in the burn in the head injury one. And he falls off and then hurts his head. So that children really can imagine themselves in that situation, because it is a realistic situation that they might find themselves
in. It is. I can speak from experience as a father here.
Yeah.
lots of bumps ahead at home. So that's the learn stage. What would happen next?
So then they'd go along and they'd practice it. So they might do some of those role play elements, which is an activity that we have on the website. So they would actually get into the different characters, play the different roles, using that realistic scenario. And this is what makes it really memorable. And they'd actually like recognize the things that would mean you have to do first aid. And then they would practice wrapping a bag of peas or something in a tea towel and putting it on the head.
And then the obviously the share would be kind of share your knowledge, share what you learn. I guess it reminds me of lots of teaching methods, you know, teacher models, scaffolds, resources, you know, following a particular curriculum sequence. Could you just tell me a little bit more about behind the scenes, your role as a product manager? How, what's the method used to create these resources?
Yeah, so it's great actually that you say it reminds you of teaching methodology and that scaffolding, because that's how it's been developed with teachers and with their advice, and it's developed so that it fits in with teaching methodologies. And we are really, really passionate about creating education that is based in evidence and has learning design threaded throughout it and pedagogy embedded in it. So that is what is in this resource. Mm-hmm. Which is fantastic. So I'm really glad you picked up on that one. And I guess my role as a product manager would be making sure that happens throughout the whole journey of mm-hmm. developing the website.
Now, I'm a bit of a kind of website geek. Can you give us some insights into what your locations have downloaded resources, or do you not have that kind of data?
I mean, it's really, I think I mentioned earlier, it's really broad. And we do have people visiting the site from all of, around the world, really. Yeah, so it, because it's designed to be picked up and used, it's really not kind of limited to specific areas.
So you've seen a lot of people from different parts of the world download the resource and access it, which is great. So what other support does the British Red Cross provide to schools or people in general?
So you can join the brand new closed Facebook group, which is specifically designed for teachers. And you can share questions and your experiences of teaching first aid. And you can just mm-hmm. search Red Cross Teacher and Educator Network, or you can find it through the Educator Zone and First Aid Champions. And that's a really great hub for you to get involved in and join the conversation in the community. We also have webinars every Tuesday at 4 p.m. GMT, where educators will be introduced to First Aid Champions. And then you have the opportunity with the Red Cross to ask any questions, ask fellow teachers questions, and be part of that support network. So lots of different support that the Red Cross can provide you.
Fantastic. So that's firstaidchampions.redcross.org.uk, everybody. So Juliet, what else? You know, it was not just first aid. So give me a bit more kind of detail. What other kind of things does the British Red Cross, I guess, do for kids, you know, teachers?
Yeah, exactly. And even on First Aid Champions, it's not just first aid. It's also that kindness element, the keeping safe and the well-being side of first aid that's really important. And that's the bit that gives young people and children the confidence to help others. Mm-hmm. So there is also that softer side as well.
Well, you know, very important. And, you know, particularly during the pandemic right now, I guess it's a critical issue for all of us. Juliet, we've come into the kind of, we've passed the 20 minute barrier, actually. And so if people that are familiar to listening to Teachers Talk, it know that it's now my chance to throw lots of few questions at you, where I'm going to try and catch you off guard. So I'll start easy. You know, we're chatting here kind of middle of spring 2021, a year on from the pandemic. What kind of projects are on your desk at the moment?
So I think I mentioned one earlier, actually, around gathering feedback from teachers and working with teachers using First Aid Champions in lessons and actually hearing how it works in practice. So not just having a website and throwing it out there, but actually seeing teachers with students run First Aid Champions lessons. And then hearing how it goes and hearing what it's like. On a more personal note, I've just moved house. So on my desk are a lot of kind of DIY projects that are ongoing as well.
Fantastic. I know that feeling. I've just moved as well. And it's exciting, but it is exhausting. And the amount of mistakes that you make on, you know, I'm banging holes in walls at the moment. And there's DIY disaster. What books on your table? What book are you reading for fun?
So I've been reading this one for a while, and I have to probably say a few months now. But it's a book called Thinking Fast and Slow.
Yeah, and I know it, yeah.
It's a heavy read, so I don't know if you've managed to get all the way through it. So if you're going to read it, put some time aside. But I would really recommend this book, and it's a great kind of, you know, exploration of the two reactions that your brain has. So your fast reaction, where you just kind of, it's instinctively and emotionally react to something, and then the slower one that's more logical and reasoned.
I was just going to ask, I'm a teacher, what have you learned? And you've answered the question. So you're learning more about memory in that respect.
I think it's a great book, especially in education, as you said, because you can understand not just for yourself, but also for your learners when they're going through something that you might be saying, you can understand how they might be reacting to it. So it's a great one for education.
Yeah, well, I'm always saying that, you know, learning is emotional. So I could more challenging questions I pose your way, we could see how much of it I can make you react. let's see. Let me start throwing some random ones. So if lockdown eases, where's your first overseas holiday destination?
Well, actually, I've got one booked. So
right, okay, fingers crossed. Where are you off to?
Fingers crossed. Hopefully heading over to Spain just for a short trip to get some sun, really.
I'd love okay, that. Very nice. Wish you well. You're a math specialist. Could you summarise the theory of Pythagoras?
Oh, gosh. Wasn't expecting this one on the school. So essentially, Pythagoras is where you have a right angle triangle, and you basically have the square of the two smaller sides is equal to the square of the hypotenuse.
Fantastic. I am impressed. What advice would you give to your 16-year-old self?
Don't let people hold you back. Honestly, okay. just keep doing it, and don't care about what other people think.
Great advice. What's your off the wall career that you never had? So deep sea diving or something wacky, what would it be?
So I would say, and this is not off the wall at all, but if I hadn't been a product manager, I would have been a teacher.
There you go. Welcome on board. Well, it's never too late. It's never too late.
Nope.
where are you on social media, Juliet? Are you an Instagram or a Twitterer? Or none at all?
I'm mainly on LinkedIn, really, at Juliet Ryan. But I am also on very, very rarely on Instagram and Twitter as well.
What kind of people do you follow online for your sources of inspiration? Any particular individuals?
I mean, loads of different people, actually. I like to have a big breadth of people. I've got some great people who I really got me into education and really inspired me in education, the likes of kind of Hannah Fry, especially, coming from that kind of more mathematical background, but just in terms of how to communicate it to people. But my one true source of inspiration has to be my mother. So
fantastic. There you go. Mother's Day just gone, isn't it, as well?
Yeah.
So I hope you look well as much as you can remotely. What's your biggest achievement to date? Doesn't necessarily need to be in your career. What are you most proud of?
So I have to say this, I think all my my fiance might be angry, but I think it has to be getting engaged.
Okay. Congratulations. Have you got a date yet in the current climate?
Well, COVID really does put a pause on that, so no, but
it does.
Soon.
Okay, well, I wish you all the best with that. Who would you recommend I interview next and why?
So this is crazy, but I'm a massive person and advocate for actually talking to the people at the source of it. So if I was going to say interview anyone, interview the young people and to get the students on and have a chat to them about how they feel about education.
Yeah, no, I did. I grabbed a couple of student voices at the start of lockdown, so probably need to check in with them again, actually, and see how they are doing. So we know the first aid champions at redcross.org.uk. Is a particular email that people can use and get in touch, find resources or connect with you online? Where would we go? LinkedIn?
Yeah, so you can find me on LinkedIn at Juliet Ryan, but you can also find out loads more about the British Red Cross. The website for that is redcross.org.uk or first aid champions resources, firstaidchampions.redcross.org.uk. And you can find everything there that we've been talking about today.
And the final question, Juliet, legacy, what would you hope your legacy, or at least the British Cross? So let's start with your personal one first.
I guess just keep the passion for education. And I want to see that come through in loads of different products that really help reduce that workload on teachers and also get first aid out there. And I guess that's quite closely tied actually to the legacy of British Red Cross that I would love to see. Mm-hmm. It's just every young person has the skills they need to be able to react in an emergency and know what to do with that one key skill.
Fantastic. Well, there you go, folks. The British Red Cross has launched a new first aid teaching resource, First Aid Champions, which is dedicated to helping children and young people learn essential first aid skills. I've been joined by Juliet. Juliet, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Product Manager for Community Education at the British Red Cross. My name is Ross. You're listening to Teacher Toolkit, the most influential blog on education in the UK. Have a good day and thank you for listening. Thank you, Juliet.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To continue the conversation, head over to www.teachertoolkit.co.uk and our social media channels to access all the links and resources mentioned on today's show. Why not share this with your colleagues and give them the gift of time, reduced workload, and increased impact? Until the next time, before you look after your students, look after yourself.